Australia's top general in the region has confirmed that troops have begun with their withdrawal from Afghanistan, and the bulk of the country's over 1,500 personnel in the country will leave by the end of next year. As international forces plan their withdrawal from the country, the top UN envoy to Afghanistan says there have been real political and developmental gains in the last year. Nathan Morley has this report.
In his recent end-of-year briefing to the Security Council, Jan Kubis stressed the need for a sustained partnership between Afghanistan and the international community as the country undergoes a period of transition.
In my travel around 22 provinces this past year, I have seen girls and boys getting an education unthinkable a decade ago, bustling and industrious towns and villages, and slowly but increasingly capable government institutions, with Afghans determined to take their destiny into their hands.
Yet he warned that human rights violations and continuing violence in the country continue to mar the improving environment.
Civilians overall are bearing the heaviest burden of the conflict. And as reported also in the report of the Secretary General, it's the insurgency that is behind the majority of the cases. Sound and representative governance is central to the concept of transition and underpins sustainability.
The majority of foreign forces in Afghanistan are set to withdraw by the end of 2014, when the country assumes full national sovereignty. Presidential elections have also been set for that year. For Vatican Radio, this is Nathan Morley reporting.